Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Francesca from INS Law regarding Scottish Redress Scheme.
Hi,
Hi, sorry about that. There's a problem on my end then, sorry about that.
Yep.
So you said you were in St Mary's, so is that where you...
St Mary's Secure and Pullman. Pullman was probably worse than that.
Okay.
But I'm on the sexual shit.
Okay. So I'll just grab some more details off you. So would you be able to let me know, so your current house address?
It's 2 Half Hill Street in Dublin.
Would you be able to spell the street name for me, sorry?
H-A-R.
Yeah.
H-I-L-L. Street number 2.
And your date of birth?
29/7/1987.
And is your postcode G513NT?
Sure is.
Yeah, perfect. And the email I have on file for you is G51 always look.
No, just send it to can you just send it to the one with my name? Like somebody else wrote that in for me. Or your brother.
Yeah, so would I be able to grab an email address for you?
It's just my name, josephgillarby@gmail.com.
Perfect.
That one's actually a business. I don't know if help with your brother.
No problem. So you said that you weren't known by any other names before... or during care. And would I be able to grab your parents' names, if possible?
My dad's the same name as me.
Yeah.
My mum's is M-A-R-I-C-I-A, Marisha Strawinski.
Strawinski.
Strawinski. So S-T-R-A-W-I-N-S-K-I. My mum was in care, but I was in the care, she was in all that Nazareth house stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And do you recall your address that you were in prior to being placed into care?
The first time. I've never been placed into care, I've only been sent to a secure unit, and sent me to St Mary's secure unit as a prisoner, basically, and then same again to... Pullman, YO, for Pullman, for St Mary to Pullman, I get released and then
Before you were in St Mary's, what would your address have been, so your home address before being in the school unit?
The first address I did have to the street I went to. We stayed in 16 Lush Road in Govan, and then the first time I got out for St Mary's, when I was out for a week, I stayed in 97 Elder Park Street.
And what was the first name, the street, sorry?
The first one?
Yeah.
Lush Road, L-U-S-S Road, number 16. And then the other one was 97 Elder Park Street.
They're both in Govan.
Yeah.
And if you're registered with a GP at the moment, would I be able to take the name of the practice, please?
The GPs, I've never really spoke to them about it, or even about other stuff. I'm like a psychiatrist now for PTSD. To get signed off for the shit if I've done fucking 14 years of my life or something in prison. Through all this bullshit for being that more painful to start with for being young, but it's environment, you know.
Yeah.
But
so
that didn't help me being in there. What did it make me fucking worse?
Yeah. So are you not registered with the GP?
Yeah, I'm registered with the Golden Health Centre.
The Golden Health Centre, okay. Is it Govan Hill Health Centre?
No, just Govan. Govan. No, Govan Hill. Govan Hill is a total different area.
just let you know as well. So all calls are recorded for quality and training purposes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate the discussing experiences connected to this can be difficult and upsetting, okay? So just take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point, just let me know, okay?
Well, then it'll go through all that right now.
So it'll be to just take details of your time in care, and then to this to just sort of short
details. My sister, Natalie, my sister, my boyfriend are upstairs, and one of my three brother and one of my friends.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Don't know that stuff.
That's okay. So I can book in a call with you another date if you'd like.
I can do it now. I think they're still upstairs. They didn't know them yet, but somebody might come in. I don't want to
Okay. So we'll go through. So there's quite a bit of information I have to just cover with you first. But if they're upstairs now, did you want to do the statement section first while they're upstairs?
If you like, yeah, if that's easier.
It's your choice. It depends what you're more comfortable with.
Yeah,
okay. So you said that you were in the St. Mary's Secure Unit, yeah?
In Pullman, yeah. And Socton Prison, 16 Pullman, Socton, and Ballina.
Is it St. Mary's Kenmure?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you were there?
I was 14 when I went on.
Two thousand and two,
April.
And then Pullman.
Pullman from. I was in Pullman to Pullman and Berlin in 2003. And then in this March 2004, I was in Pullman, Ballina Pullman, and then moved to Socton Prison, and then back to Pullman again. I think I was released in December 2005. 12th, to be specific, a Monday, if you remember.
So is that the young offenders that you were first in Pullman?
Yeah. Under 18s, but I was tossed at the under 18 hall and segregation constant into the and the one the over 18s before I'm even 18. Also, which is valid.
So St. Mary's
I just get released from another prison, Glenoke, which is this is also illegal. They kept me in segregation, isolation, locked up for five and a half months or something before they released me. And released me that day and didn't even ask me if I had a home to go to. After 9 years.
Okay, so in regards to these both of these now, so with St. Mary's, you were placed here when you were 14.
For a week the first time, 7 days, and then I was out for 5-6 weeks or something. And then I was back in, I think I was in for 6 months. I got out one Friday, I was back in the following Friday. And then I was in for another year or something, then a year or two or something.
And why were you placed there?
Just gang violence, fucking violence and fight, gang fighting. Nice, clean, young.
And what did you experience while you were there?
And I thought of what type of abuse do you want to start with?
Yeah, so anything that you experienced, how you felt, any emotional, physical...
If you name it, one of it, you can imagine.
What was that, sorry?
But getting restrained and held down and strip searched constantly, humiliated the guys and just constant strip searching you out, you're fucking minor. When you look back at fighting it now.
Yeah.
Daily. Anything you answered back or did to you, you'd get restrained and stuff. All the holding you down, knees on your neck and back, and you'd be getting up with carpet burns and all that on you.
You would what, sorry?
You'd have carpet burns all over you, what, regular, just because of the way they were holding you down the ground.
Yeah. So is it just that it was that kind of thing just constantly?
Yeah, anything you kicked off or anything like that, you're just getting. Oh, you know, kids are locked up, not me. And then the other kids that used to annoy us, there was actual young girls that were in care. through the social work system, they were putting them both in the same units as other rapists, and I could never get it through my fucking head. Like, what the fuck are they doing? They're doing them because people have been sick with, well, some of the worst in fucking Scotland. William Birmingham and fucking you name it. David Wilson Cross, some serial fucking predators for whole life. Imagine and they've got them in the same units. Units of six or eight people with the rapists. I could never get it under them. I don't know what the fuck they were, what they think in that would have been. What, I can't even like to believe what would have been happening to the young girls in there. I mean, what happened to them for the reason why they're in care.
Yeah. So that was in St. Mary's?
Yeah, and that's not even staff, not me. On top of it, it's probably one about these girls, I know.
Yeah. And then, I thought, so it was a lot of physical and emotional. Mm-hmm. Are there any like incidents you can recall? Like ones that stick out? Or is it all of that constantly just...
Just all of that, just constantly. Plus, yeah. Obviously, strip searching, you know, that trying to make me feel like your foreskin back then, your 14-year-old one, foreskin just coming back. No, it's horrible. Getting you down there, looking at your bum, and making mad comments and all that to you. I never ever thought in a bit of anything until loads of people have been sending us, thinking, even though people don't even know, just people have got in my area, not me, not they obviously know that fucking people here that would have happened to.
Yeah.
And then I've heard to a few people just the last 2 weeks with one of my mates, older kids. He's got my cousin, he came and said to me, had it done, so did one of my other friends, through our care law system, that as well.
So then, after that one, then you went to the. Is
that to the end of care? I actually can't imagine to me what had happened to him just the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So following then St. Mary's, you were in Pomont, young offenders.
Yeah.
And what was that one?
That was even worse. They were just bending your arms up your back, putting me into the segregation, searching constantly, getting my mum and all that strip search, and everything, the visits. It was crazy. When you think of it, there's one in particular, always stands out, Brad Clark, touching me and everything. I used to work in Peterhead before, went on all the rights, and I used to wear a hat, I know, I'll never forget him, grey hair.
And what would he do?
What would he not do?
So you said that there was one that stood out.
He's really like talking about that bullshit. I was talking to mine.
Okay. Take your time, it's okay. If you need to take a break, that's okay.
I'll just get it done quick, please.
What was that, sorry?
Well, I told you just do it quick.
Sorry, the call was breaking up a little bit then. Did you?
Oh, I was kidding. I'll just try and get it all done really quick.
Okay. Well, are you ready to speak about it a bit more? Did you want a break?
Everybody, you know. But always wanted to touch you the day. Everything to you is just a horrible, horrible bastard.
Yeah. Okay. So with these statements now, so they're just the short ones just to get your application submitted and accepted by redress the case. You don't need to go into any more detail today.
Yeah.
So we'll further down the line, we'll book in an appointment with yourself to do a witness statement. So it'll be...
Yeah.
More details and things like that, which is done at your own pace, everything like that, okay?
No problem.
Yeah, so I'll just cover then all the information now, and then I'll get the contract sent over to you today, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
So,
oh, fuck, that's horrible. I thought that cracked my mum. She's fucking dead. Hopefully, I probably will be dead anyway, I imagine.
Yeah.
You horrible bastard.
Yeah. So with the calls we do today, and that's the first call, so I'll explain the Scottish redress scheme to you. We'll go through your options, explain how INS law operates, go through the funding and fees, and then gather the information then to assess whether and how we can assist you. But we've gone through that, so that's okay.
Yeah.
So the Scottish redress scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important you understand all of your options if we decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, and they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application.
Uh-huh.
So under the government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, whether you're successful or not with the application.
Yeah.
So INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So would I just be able to confirm that so if you had any other communication with any other solicitors to act for you in relation to the scheme at all?
No, I just...
No?
No, I was actually getting 17 months, one name was, but...
So that's okay. So it's just to confirm. So if you have, then we won't be able to help you. But that's all okay.
No, I have that. No, I have
that. Yeah, no.
I'm not always one of my friends. One of the girls, she's been my friend. She's my lawyer now. She's my friend for years before she was a lawyer. And my lawyer is a guy. So she's 14.
So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay more than that agreed cap. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's important as well I make clear that we...
I don't know what Kevin would do. What is it even worthwhile going through all that sort of money they give?
Yeah, so we can't guarantee that the application will be successful or the level award, the scheme may award.
Yeah.
They operate on a discretionary basis, so I can explain that in greater detail as well. So I'll cover the types of applications we can go through now. So what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply, we gather and review all the evidence for you, we prepare and submit the application, we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we advise on any offers made. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and then we can assist you then with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well.
Yeah.
So if a redress offer is made, we'll explain the statutory waiver before you decide to accept anything, because it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. Okay?
Yeah, I know that.
And if you decide to proceed as well, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. You can cancel in that period for any reason without charge. So you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your case cancellation rights still remain.
Yeah.
So would you be happy to do that?
So
you won't be required to, you won't have to attend any meetings with the redress scheme at all. So we'll do everything for you. So you won't have to do anything. So, and just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we'll need proof of identity for revocation purposes, just to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So we'll need a passport and then a proof of address, so a letter with your name, date and address on it. The date is in 3 months. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
So following this now, so we've done the statement. So there's two types of applications that we can pursue. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you've suffered.
Sorry, what did you say?
So it's a fixed payment of £10,000 and it's a fixed amount regardless of the abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000 and it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and the severity of everything that you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings or anything with the redress scheme in person. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme for you.
Yeah.
So the next steps now, so would be for me to send over, so it's the client care letter, conditional fee agreement and the letter of authority. And then the part one and two, which will contain all the information that you've shared with myself today.
Yeah.
So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. But if you'd like, when I send over the contracts, I can give you a call if you have any questions or have any problems signing them.
Yeah, I need a date. Perhaps you have anything your daughter, so help her.
Yeah. So I'll just write up the rest of the statements and then I'll get the contract sent over to you. So just have a look in your own time. And if you have any problems, okay, just give me a call. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No, it's fine.
No, okay.
How long did it take?
So we also hopefully, so if you get a chance to sign the contracts today, I'll get the application sent over to Redress, and then it usually takes a couple of weeks for them to get back to us then with an application number.
Yeah.
And as soon as we have that and photos of your passport and letter, then that's when we start gathering all the evidence.
Yeah.
And then it probably take probably about 10 months all in all. So that's obviously we have to wait for them to get back to us with all the records and things like that.
Yeah.
And then the witness statement with yourself. But yeah, so it should be.
I dare say she got the things. They're not going to have all that map from record.
What was that, sorry?
They're not going to have all that type of stuff left on records. But what's happening to kids and that now?
No, so all the incidents and things, obviously, that's your statement. And as long as we can prove that you were there, so we'll contact all the local authorities, councils, everything. We'll contact like the prisons, everything, just to get records that you were there. Anything like that, like medical records, anything to piece it together a bit, and then it just makes your case then stronger.
Stronger, right. There will be some sort of segregation and that, I'd imagine things like that.
So all things like that. So we'll gather all of that, and then we'll be in touch then to do the witness statement with yourself.
All the times they would put you on these 72 rules, you used to call them informant. You'll never do it for fucking sitting in prison for it's fucking 72 hours. And staff have done it, not.
So is what I'll do now. So I'll just finish up writing up your statements with the notes I've made, and then I will send over the contracts to you. And then if you get a chance then to do them, if I'm in the office till 5, and then hopefully then I'll get your application sent over to Redress this afternoon.
That's number that's like seeing people phone.
Yeah.
That number doesn't actually phone. It just comes up and shows me that it's a missed call. Not mean unless I see it, we both comes up the phone. I see numbers that I don't know.
Yeah. So this is the number that I'll call from every time. And if you need to get in touch with this, it'll be the number. So it might be worth saving it in your contact.
I'll store this number.
What is it? So we're INS Law, and my name's Francesca.
Francesca. And where are you based?
Sorry.
Where are you based? He's in Scotland, England.
We're in England.
There's no difference in it, just one. So INS?
INS.
INS Francesca.
Yeah. So if you need anything, so if you call that number, and then whoever answers then, if you ask for me, and if I don't answer.
Yeah, I'll just put your name in Francesca.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's horrible even fogging through all that.
I know, so, but it's a big step to take, so you should be proud of yourself as well for sharing that with me.
I know, I can make a fucking fuck out of money, but I don't even want the money, but I was getting anything, little daughter and not me, so.
Yeah, so it's all doing now, so I'll get this all sorted.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'll get this all sorted now for you. I'll hopefully get the contracts written up within the next within the next 20 minutes, so I should get them sent over to you. Soon, okay. And then if you have any problems signing them or anything, just give me a call, okay?
My wee sister's actually ready for a baby, man. Fucking gee, her half a game and daughter rest it so she can move away for this fucking shitty place and all.
What was that, sorry?
I said my little sister, she's due her first kid on October, so even the kids are a bit bolder, she might be get her a place a house out with her fucking this area as well.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll get these sent over to you shortly, okay? But do you have any questions for me at all?
No, thank you.
No? Okay, well, thank you very much for your time today, and I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.